Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden, coming off an impressive 78-58 win over Rocky Mountain College. When I say impressive, I mean particularly there in the second half. I want to talk about that a little bit later, Kevin. You score 55 points in the second half. I mean, that's obviously very impressive. Now, somebody that didn't get to hear about the game or what have you until now is looking at 78 points. Okay, 55. That means you only scored 23 in the first half. You know, no real way to sugarcoat it. I suspect at halftime, that was obviously a number that was a little bit disconcerting for the team.
Yeah, we just haven't been shooting well, and it just continued. It was nice, though, in the second half. A large percentage of our three-point shots started to fall. It was something that was going to happen, just didn't know when. But hopefully, you know, the slump is over, and we'll start to get some more consistency.
Some of the other issues, though, in the first half that I thought really was a big difference there in the second half, it almost seemed like there in the first half that just about every loose ball, it seemed like Rocky was chasing down there for a period. I thought in the second half the girls really stepped it up there, and when that ball was bouncing around, it seemed more often than not, it seemed like it fell into a Yellow Jacket's hands.
Yeah, Rocky played very hard all night, and in the first half, I do think they were making those extra hustle plays and getting those long rebounds, like you said, and we were struggling with that. I think we were trying hard. We just seemed like a half step slow and just a little rusty. And in the second half, things started to go our way more, and I think finally hitting some shots really ignited our team.
Well, it seemed like yesterday, of course, as they say, the future is now, but we really got a big look, which we have all year, but particularly yesterday, of the future of Yellow Jacket basketball with, of course, as people know now, Chantel Marcus lost for the year, coming back next year on a medical redshirt, but some more distressing news. Your only other freshman, or excuse me, senior, Rachel Hansen, out for a while, broke her nose at practice. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of these girls getting a trial by fire.
Yeah, it's just a lot of extra minutes available, and our young players are doing a good job with that. Just some growing pains, and we'll continue to kind of be a work in progress until we kind of settle into a rotation. But until Rachel comes back, which really we don't have a timeline from, it could be maybe as soon as a couple weeks, but it could be longer than that. So we'll just have to keep plugging along and try to do the best we can.
You think some of these younger girls are starting to kind of settle into their roles? I think one person, we mentioned it during the last coach's show, that I've been really, really impressed as of late is Kylie Denham. You know, I think she's put in some great minutes. I've been impressed from the start for with Ashley Reed. But it seems like they're at least starting to get more comfortable on the court.
Yeah, they're both very aggressive and have the ability to make something happen, especially on the defensive end. And they seem to understand their role. I think it's a big part of their progress, though, now is to identify some things that maybe they don't do as well or they're not very comfortable with and begin to work on that in practice. But they are great gals, and they work very hard. And as long as they keep putting out that effort, I think they're going to get better and better.
We're going to talk about some of the individual performances during Montana State Billings' victory over Rocky Mountain College, a 78-58 win on Wednesday night. And, of course, the Lady Yellow Jackets getting set for Chadron State in Nebraska this Sunday. We'll talk about that game as well coming up on the second part of the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show.
Are you ready to get amped? AMP helps athletes get in the game and stay there. Our performance programs build strength, speed, and endurance. And if injuries do occur, our sports docs, the best in the region, are there to help athletes heal, regain their strength, and get back on the field. AMP, athletic, medicine, and performance. Check us out at ampmontana.com. AMP is a proud supporter of the Yellow Jackets.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Coach Kevin Wooden. Montana State Billings coming off a 78-58 win over Rocky Mountain College. As we mentioned, only 23 points in the first half, but then outscoring Rocky Mountain College in the second half, 55 to 32, and just very, very impressive there in the second half. Taking a look at the totals, you had five scorers in double figures. Sarah McNamee leads with 17. You had Callie Kautzman with 16. You had both Mandy Jacobs and Kayla Ryan with 14, and then Callie Stanhope with 12. I want to focus on one player in particular right now, because I don't think I talked about her a lot, but that's Mandy Jacobs. You know, she just seems to be, I call her kind of one of those blue-collar workers. It seems like she just shows up to play, and just about every time out, she gives you just that 110% effort. She's just a really, really heady player for you.
Yeah, Mandy's a great competitor. She's extremely tough-minded and very versatile, does a lot of things that really don't show up in the stat column, in that she can guard somebody inside and outside. She really is one of our best, if not our best, defensive rebounder. I mean, she's really disciplined about checking her player off, and she just makes a lot of different plays. She can shoot the three. She can post up. She needs to continue to get better a little bit off the dribble, but she just has the knack of making a big play. And last night, I thought, when we were struggling, she really hung in there and had a couple big shots in the second half to help us. So she's one of our captains and really an emotional leader for our team, and is doing a great job.
I really thought it almost seemed like you just sort of see the light come on there in the second half with Mandy, where, you know, she realized the team was struggling, and certainly with somebody like Chantel out and Rachel, two players that are obviously very, very important to this team, it almost seems like she kind of took it upon her shoulders to, you know, maybe sort of take that leadership role. Not that she doesn't always offer that to some extent.
Yeah, I'd agree. You know, she's in her fourth year here, so she knows the system and what we're trying to accomplish, and she knows her teammates much better than me, and I think she has the ability to lead, and more importantly, she leads in an effective way that other players want to, you know, follow behind her and do the right thing. She's just a class act, and she's a big part of our team's success. And if anything, I think she has to be a little bit more selfish out there on the court. Sometimes she'll pass up a shot or two when really it's there. And I hope that over the second half of the season, she'll start to look for those shots even a little bit more.
I had a rough first half in terms of turnovers, did Callie Kautzman, but boy, again, it was one of those nights where you look at the game afterwards and you go, wow, those are pretty impressive stats. You know, Callie Kautzman gets 11 rebounds, 16 points, and had 5 assists. Those are pretty good numbers across the board.
Yeah, Callie is a tremendous player, started the season on fire, really went into kind of a slump for a few games as far as how she shot the ball, and it's nice to see that she's coming back out of that, because she's a fine player, but I think she understands that she has the ability to help her team even when she's not scoring. And in the first half, she made a couple decisions that were really just turned the ball over in an unforced manner. I just wanted to be a little bit more aggressive there, but I thought she made some great adjustments. And the 5 assists shows that she's very unselfish and just has great basketball instincts, and will be a big part of our success in the future.
Well, we talked about it before. You know, who's been putting up some great numbers for you as of late is Kayla Ryan. And you know, one issue that you've talked about in the past was keeping Kayla out of foul trouble. She does get 4 fouls on her last night, but again, looking at the totals at the end of the night, she gets 8 rebounds, 14 points in only 20 minutes of play. Again, those are pretty impressive numbers. You add another 10 minutes on that, and Lord only knows what you've got.
Yeah, Kayla's really carried us for the last month. She's been very consistent. Last night, foul trouble did creep in, and that's, you know, with her minutes, I think she was down to around 20 minutes for the game, where normally she'd have been probably around 30. But again, when she got the ball, she made some great decisions, and we seem to be more comfortable with going to her, and we should, because she has the ability to score consistently.
We're going to take a break with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. When we'll come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about that impressive second half when MSUB outscored Rocky Mountain College 55-32, and then we'll wrap it up talking about Chadron State. That's on the third part of the Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float.
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a 78-58 win over Rocky Mountain College. I mean, the easy answer when you say what was the difference in the second half as opposed to the first half yesterday when you only scored 23 points. First half, you shoot 8 for 31 from the floor, 2 for 13 from beyond the arc. You know, that's just about 26%, you know, total field goal percentage, just 15% from the three-point line. In the second half, you just lit it up, 19 for 36 from the floor, about 53%, 9 for 16 from beyond the arc, 56.3%. And you hit all your free throws there in the second half, 8 for 8, too. So obviously that's the easy answer, but, you know, I realize that basketball is a little more obviously intricate than that. What allowed you in the second half to shoot better? Was it just a matter that they were more comfortable, or were you able to open up some things that you weren't able to get going in the second half due to some defense or some other issues?
We ran a few different sets in the second half, but basically it was the same thing. In the first half, we missed a ton of shots off the dribble or in the post. Just really it wasn't a big deal that we missed our three-point shots or our perimeter shots in the first half. I just felt that we must have missed six to ten really bunnies, as people call them. And because of that, you start to press and with your confidence and just need to settle down. And really, I think just a halftime of them just thinking about it that, hey, we have the shots that we want. We just need to make sure that we make the easy ones, and then hopefully that will give some confidence for some of the harder ones. And that's exactly what happened. And I thought we did move the ball a little bit better in the second half. But overall, it is a good game. It's tough when you're the favorite to win. You know you should win. It's your court. But Rocky's a very good team, and they came out and really had us out of sync for a while. So I give our players credit for just hanging in there, and finally we got some momentum going.
Chadron State, boy, a really important game from the standpoint that it's hard to imagine, but the GNAC portion of your season pretty much already here. This is the final preseason game. Obviously, you'd love to take some of the momentum from this second half and carry it into Chadron.
Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be really nice to win on Sunday and get a little bit of a streak going heading into conference play. It is considered a regional game and a Division II counter, so obviously it's very important. And they gave us everything we wanted here, so I expect a good, tough game over there.
What are some of those real keys that you're looking at that you really want to take out of Chadron State or take into Chadron State that you really want to shore up before the GNAC season? What are some of the kind of top priorities for you, if you would?
I think we need to take care of the ball a little better. For most of the season, we were 15 or less turnovers, and over the last three or four games, we've been a little bit sloppy, and we can't afford that. It's just too many possessions that we don't get to shoot the ball on. So we need to protect the basketball a little bit better and then continue to rebound defensively effectively and just, you know, take what the offense gives us, and until Rachel gets back, we're just going to have other people step up, and that's just going to be really one of the determining factors of our season, is how players respond to those injuries and are able to pick each other up.
All right, Coach Kevin Wooden, congratulations on the nice win over Rocky. Best of luck to you, Chadron, and looking forward to talking to you on the Coach's Show next week.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
Head Coach Kevin Wooden along with Ken A. Blue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.